Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table, and I'd like to welcome back my very first guest, Jennifer Aiden.
Yes, I'm so honored to be back, Jack.
I'm
honored
Jen.
To be back, Jack.
We should. How are you? How are you doing? There's been like so much you've been up to, so I'm so happy you came back on.
Yeah, I feel like so much has been going on since we wrapped filming.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to get into it. And, you know, first, we're going to start a little bit in order. So first, I want to talk about season 13 filming. Just like basic questions like, was it better filming this season than last season because of the whole broad of the...
For me, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, I feel like I had my process, my pain. I let it go. I let everybody see it. Mm-hmm. And then I was done with it. And then I was over it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to let it affect me anymore. Okay. So this season was like a brand new start for me.
So
basically like a new chapter.
That's great. So would you say it was a good season for you? Like, not so much stress-ish? I mean...
Yeah, you know, it was a good season for me in that I felt that they no longer had anything that had power over me. So going into that, I felt very confident that, you know, the crying days are over. And now you're just going to get a little bit of my payback.
Oh,
so I think it's going to be a great season for the audience, actually.
All right. Well, I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for every season. But like, since we have the three newbies, different dynamics, I'm more excited for this season.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely added a lot of content with the new girls. And, you know, they're all so different and they all bring something so different to the table. So I'm actually excited for you guys to see that. And you know what? For a lot of the times, the brunt of the arguments was off my shoulders. So I was very happy. I was happy to just sit there and eat my popcorn and watch some of this shit unfold.
Yes. All right. So I know you've been asked about this many, many times, but we have to go into Teresa's wedding, the grand wedding that we've all been waiting for. How was it? What was the experience like? What did it feel like? What was the energy like?
I mean, you know, it went by so fast. And I have this theory of when things go by extremely fast, it's because it was just so fun.
So good. So fun.
It was so good that when it ends, you're like, that's it. It's over. There's no more. And that's really how her wedding was. It was an extravaganza. She really left like nothing left unturned. I mean, Preston was amazing with the flowers, the decor, the entertainment, the bridesmaids. I mean, I was impressed, and I was one of them. And that's not even to toot my own horn, just seeing all of us in the dresses, the scheme, the color scheme. Dorothy from Coco Chateau was amazing. She provided all the bridesmaid dresses for us. I felt like we looked cohesive, yet we all looked individual.
Yes.
Meaning like every dress expressed our own personality. Like when I wore my dress, people were like, that dress is so you, you know?
And I felt like each dress was like a little different.
Yeah. And Dolores
so beautiful.
Had lace. And, you know, Dolores loves her lace, and Gia just looked amazing. And just like everybody looked so beautiful. Teresa looked like a queen. Just like her happiness was contagious. She came out, Jack, and you could hear the people gasping. You could hear everybody like, oh my
and I'm
God,
sure you got chills. I got chills watching the video of her coming out of the chapel.
And I already knew what she looked like, and even I was affected.
Yeah.
You know?
It probably felt so powerful, her walking out of the chapel.
Just everything with the music. Yeah, it was just like so poetic. It was literally a fairy tale. There was rain in the forecast. There was not a freaking, you know, cloud in sight. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. Their vows that they wrote to each other just like gave me chills. And Teresa, she was so eloquent when she spoke.
I'm sure.
And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful image to watch. You guys are going to enjoy it.
I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah.
And there has been so much talk about her hair, but I was thinking it was so beautiful. And it's so Teresa and it's so Jersey.
All right, listen. So there was a time where I, you know, she was getting her hair done and I walked in and I, you know, I saw, you know, it happened in layers. Obviously it didn't happen like that. And it was getting higher and I saw her
bobby pins or something.
Yeah. But you know what? I did not see her headpiece at that point. And when I walked in and I was talking to her hairstylist and I said to her hairstylist, like, wow, like she's getting a little big. Right. And she's like, no, you don't understand her crown. If her crown doesn't have support, it's just going to fall over. Yeah, and then after I saw her crown, I was like, okay, now I got it. So I feel like it was really fitting and I feel like it matched her. And yes, I just felt perfectly. Like she carried it. So why is everybody hating for if she liked it? That's all that matters.
Yeah, she looks so beautiful.
Yeah, she looks so beautiful. That matters. And listen, a big crown, it needs some support. You know, that shit's going to fall if it doesn't have anything to back it up. I mean, I was watching the Real Housewives of Dubai reunion and I saw Caroline Brooks. She had a gorgeous crown on.
I love that.
It fell a couple times. And I was like, you need to pull a Teresa, girl. We need to put some bouffants behind that and get some support so your crown doesn't fall, sweetie. Because she looked beautiful with that crown. She looked like an ice queen.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you about how you kind of like came in contact with Chanel Ayan, because she actually attended Teresa's wedding.
She did. And that was probably through my connection with her.
Okay.
She had called me. No, a mutual friend called us and connected us on a FaceTime.
Oh.
And we were just basically pouring out our love for each other. Cause I mean, I think she's a hoot. She said she thinks I'm a hoot. And we hit each other up on Instagram. And then she let me know that she was in New Jersey for the reunion, or New York, actually. And I said, oh my God, like while you're here, we should get together. And we got together for lunch. And it was really just like two girlfriends that felt like knew each other for all their lives. That's kind of how it was. And she's a huge fan of Teresa. So we FaceTimed Teresa. And Teresa was like, oh my God, I love you too. And Teresa threw a very impromptu bachelor party for Louis that same night, or like the day after.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
She invited her to that. And then when she came to that, and the thing is with Chanel, she wasn't prepared to come to Teresa's wedding.
Yeah.
So she didn't have a dress. She didn't have glam. She didn't have her team. She literally, like the night before we were at the rehearsal dinner, I was FaceTiming Ayan and Teresa was like, I would love for you to come to my wedding. Because at that point, Teresa just wanted people there that were going to celebrate her and Louis and like love them together. And of course, Chanel is such a big fan of them being together. So Chanel was like, you know what? Even though I don't have my dress or my glam or nothing, like I'm going to find something in my suitcase and come, because being there to support you and enjoy your beautiful day is more important than how I look, which I think is very commendable of Ayan, because like I saw some tweets, people commenting and criticizing what she wore to Teresa's wedding. And is it really that deep, people? Like,
I know
she was there to celebrate. Like, this is a historical moment in pop culture.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's like, you know, she got invited last minute. Give the girl a break, man.
Yeah, I mean, the people on Twitter can get pretty nasty, as I'm sure you know.
They love to tweet those tweets.
Yes, they love to tweet those tweets.
Yeah.
All right. So since you and the cast have wrapped filming, you've been up to a lot. So I want to go into you taking Olivia to Georgia, a mother-daughter trip.
Yes. So like while I was filming, she would come up to me constantly and just show me her phone and tell me that she wanted to go on the Vampire Diaries tour. Okay. I know what the Vampire Diaries are. I was a fan when it first came on, like way back when. Of course, like as my kids got older, I really don't watch TV anymore, but she loves it. And I kept putting her off, you know, the mommy thing where you go, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
And as soon as we were done filming, she was like, mommy, please, please. It's my dream to go to Georgia. It's my dream to go to Georgia. And she's been playing that song First Class a lot.
Okay.
You know, first class.
Oh, yeah, by Jack Harlow.
So First Class, mommy, it's my dream to go to Vampire Diaries First Class. So I actually showed her the original version of Fergie's, because like that's my jam.
Oh my God, I love
Fergie.
Song. Yes.
So now she got into Glamorous. And I said, listen, baby, we can't go First Class, but I will look into it. So I did. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me and her to have some alone time. Because, you know, with five kids, it's really hard for each one of them to get their individual time with me. So I try to make an effort. So if one of them comes to me with a proposition, I'm very open to it. I'm very accommodating. I tell all my kids, you want to come to me and present a trip that you want to take with me? Let's do this. So she came to me with a presented a trip. And I said, you know what? We will go. And I surprised her with first class tickets. She had no idea. She had no idea. Because I told her that first class wasn't available. So when we booked the whole Covington trip, and the people at the Vampire Diaries tour, the owner, Jessica, was amazing. They do VIP tours. That wasn't just for me. You could do it at an additional cost. They give private tours on the weekends. So it's available to everybody. And we got the first class. And when we got there, they were boarding first class tickets. And you had to just see her reaction when she knew. It was her first time. And I don't really go first class too much, you know, unless it's practical. Uh-huh. I know people think I'm on fucking private jets all the time, but I'm not. I have five kids, people. Five kids. It's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yes.
So we did that. We went to Georgia for 3 days. We had the best time. It was such a great experience. Then I came back and got my son, Justin, ready for college.
Yes.
He's going to the University of Connecticut. So that's UConn. Amazing. Go Huskies. And we went to go bring him to his dorm room, move him in. He has no air conditioning in his dorm. He basically went from a castle to a closet. That's what it was, because my closet is bigger. And he has a roommate. But listen, we made it work. We made it work. I got him organized. I got him all his staples. I got him a fan. And And I'm just like, listen, get me your address that Amazon can send to so I could ship you whatever you need whenever you need.
Aww. So,
and then I came back and then I had my 20-year anniversary.
Yes.
Like literally that same day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Because we thought we were going to move him in on Monday and our plans were supposed to start Tuesday. Bill had set up like a 2-day trip for us, staycation. I call it in New York City.
New York, right? Yeah.
But it ended up we had to bring him Tuesday morning. So we had to facilitate it going really early Tuesday so that we can come back in time and go to Manhattan. It was just like, I felt like I was on a marathon.
Aw.
Yeah.
So I have a few questions.
Let's go. Questions. I'm done talking. So I want to answer.
Yes. So I want to know, since we have three new girls this season, will you guys be getting a new cast photo? I mean, it only makes sense.
We're getting a new cast photo.
Yes. Thank the Lord. And you probably can't say anything about this, but I found that with my detective ways that you got a new intro look. Thank God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I got a new intro look.
That's amazing. They need to like revamp the whole thing, but that's, we'll see, whatever. But
I mean, somebody told me that Beverly Hills gets a new photo every year.
Yeah. They get a new photo. They get a new intro every year, new intro looks. I guess it's the production company.
Yeah, dude, spread the wealth, honey. Spread the wealth.
But then I had another question about that. So do the husbands get paid?
No. Not my husband. Nope.
So no. There was
my
like
husband
a lot
does
of...
not get paid.
Yeah. So
no, they will. They may offer something for reunion. They offered something to build for reunion this year. It's not much.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I don't know what people think the house husbands make. Some people say Joe Gorga gets paid. I don't know about that. I would not ask, nor do I care.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So there was like conversation back and forth. And of course I'm on Twitter all the time. So some people thought like there's like this theory that the husbands get paid and that's why there is a less production value or something. But that's not true.
My husband does not get paid now.
Okay.
No. And this is the first year that he got paid for reunion. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So what can we expect from season 13? You're just like a few words without giving too much away.
It's a lot funnier.
A lot funnier.
Yes. Jen Fessler brings a lot of fun to the table.
Okay. Yeah. She looks like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of laughter. Obviously we had the cast trip to Ireland.
Yes.
So to see us somewhere that's out of our element, we stayed in a beautiful castle. It was gorgeous. It was literally built in the 1600s.
Yeah, I heard it was Margaret said it was haunted or something.
It was haunted. Yes, it was haunted by a very nice spirit. So we were told. Melissa was afraid of the spirits. I said hello to the spirits. I walked into my room. I played music. I looked into the air and I was like, I hope this is okay for you. Like, we're going to get jiggy with it. Don't worry. Like, I'm a cool guest to have in your room. So I feel like they had some fun with me.
All right. So would you say that cash trip was all fun? I mean, do you think
the cash trip was a lot of fun? Definitely a lot of fun, but there was also a lot of drama, like
a lot of stuff
at like every get together.
Oh,
every
wow.
get together. But you're adding more
people,
you know, more
right?
provocative voices to the group. And now you got more opinions and everybody's screaming at once. I feel like we needed Andy there to keep us all in check.
Oh, God.
Tell
okay.
us to shut the F up. Yeah.
Because there were so many pictures of you guys smiling. So everyone was like, there must be no drama going on. And I'm like,
yeah, no, there was
there's
drama.
Stuff going on. I mean, there behind those drama. Smiles, there's definitely yes. things going on.
I mean, we were happy to be in Ireland. For me, I was happy to celebrate Teresa. You know, we kind of did some bachelorette stuff for her, uh-huh. which I thought was really fun because she didn't really want a bachelorette party.
Okay.
So this is a fun way to incorporate. Like, I'm like, we got to celebrate your send off. You know, so that's, I think the smiling was key. And then you're gonna believe the photo. Don't believe everything you see.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Remember, we all smile for a photo. Yeah.
Of course. Yes, of course. So, and
any other questions? What else you got? You must got some piping hot questions for me.
Questions. Oof. These girls, these new girls this season, do they really make their mark?
You know what? They're all great in their own way. They're all great.
In their own
yeah.
way.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, you know, Danielle's great. Danielle's, they're all family girls.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Fessler, she's spicy. She's funny and she's not afraid to stay at all. So I think you guys are going to really like all of them.
I'm excited. And two new housewives.
Yeah.
They're smart because season 9, we got you and Jackie, which changed the game. Mm-hmm. So now I guess, they waited a couple years, but you know, I feel like two in is the move, you know?
And at the end of the day, we never know how the audience is going to receive them.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean,
and you never know what's going to make the final cut. I have no idea how many episodes we're getting. I know that's always a topic of conversation.
Always a topic, because the last few seasons, we got the short end of the stick.
Right. I mean, listen, we would love more. And they do, we film a lot of content, but at the end of the day, it's not in our hands.
Yeah, it's just like it's so short and there's no answer why.
No, I don't have the answers.
It's crazy because I feel like you guys get pretty solid.
And you guys know me. I don't ask questions too much. No, I ask a few questions and then I get accused of digging. So it never ends up well in my favor.
All right. Well, for the final question, are you excited for BravoCon this year?
Oh my God, I'm so excited for BravoCon. I am so excited. Bill will be there as well. Bill and
That's
I will
great.
Both be there all 3 days.
All 3 days?
Yes.
Amazing.
I'm going to be doing a giveaway when I hit 500,000 followers.
Okay.
Two tickets for BravoCon.
All right. So make sure you guys all follow Jennifer.
It's going to be, yes, let's get to that $500
yes,
mark. 500,000 mark. And we're going to do a giveaway. I think it's going to be a great time. So listen, fans, come up to me. Ask me for a picture. Don't be shy. I'm very accommodating. Jack, how accommodating am I?
Very accommodating.
Very accommodating.
Always just nice to your fans.
Yes, I love the fans. I'm like, listen, it's all about like the vibe, right? We need positive energy. No negative Nancy's. Leave the drama at the door.
That's right. And actually, one more final question.
Yes.
Do you think this season will be out a little earlier than last year? Because it was pushed back like twice, right? Or once or twice?
I see historically that both years it's been airing around in February.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's a little earlier. This way we could maybe start filming next season earlier because filming in the summer is really hard, especially for housewives that have children.
Of course.
Like this is the only time our kids are able to go away. And if I can't go away with them, it ruins their whole summer. So this is twice now.
Yeah. Everyone has been asking for like fall, winter filming. And I would like to see because like, that's like kind of like Jersey. Like you want to see the leaves falling on the ground, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Oh, I would love that. I don't think I've ever filmed in the winter months. And I think I would love that. I mean, have you seen my house on Christmas?
Yes.
It's like a winter wonderland.
So to see it on the show would be amazing.
Just like the holidays in general, the vibe, the lights.
Yes, and New Jersey is such like a family-oriented franchise. It would be so perfect. I mean, they did it in the early seasons. Why can't they do it again, you know?
I don't know, baby. You got power in the platform. So raise your voice, band together, and make the change.
We will try. Well, thank you so much for coming back again on Flipping the Table.
This was fun, Jack.
So fun. We had a great conversation.
Yes.
Thanks for answering some of my questions.
Of course. And you're going to be at BravoCon, yes?
Yes. I got the 3-day ticket. Woo-hoo! I will be there all 3 days.
Yay!
I'll be running on adrenaline every single day, and I'm excited.
Same.
Yes.
Same.
Because of COVID, we haven't had it in like, what is it? Almost 3 years. So I'm really excited for this.
Oh, wait. I have some news, actually.
Okay.
I should tell you. So I'm in the process of opening a lash studio.
Ooh, I love that. That's amazing. Yes, congratulations.
Yes, I'm hoping by the time we start filming that it'll be ready because it's to really get a great platform for my beauty pillow. You guys know I have a beauty pillow. I sleep with my beauty pillow every night. It's called the Ultimate Beauty Pillow. I hashtagged it LLB because it's really like when you get your lips injected, your Botox, your brows, you know, your lashes. These lashes are from last night, John, and they stay intact. Everyone's like, how do your lashes stay so good? I use the strips. I no longer get extensions because I use my lash pillow. And at my lash studio, not only will we be doing lash extensions, but we will also be providing a service that puts on the strip for you. So let's say you just got to go to a party and you need someone to put your lashes on for that night. You come on in and you have a service done and we're really excited about it. So once I have
that's amazing.
Yeah, once we sign the deal, we're in the process of locking down a location. But once I have all of that, I'm going to let you know. You'll be the first to know.
All right,
that's exciting. My lash company.
Do you know like where we'll be located or where you're thinking?
Montclair. Yeah,
okay. Very
looks
nice
like
area.
It's Montclair. Very nice. Yeah, and I'm going to be business partners with my husband. Bill's going to have Aiden Aesthetics doing Botox and injections and fillers and all that.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to have one aspect of it where it's just going to be lashes, strip lash and extension.
And then you can buy
my beauty pillow. You can get my beauty pillow. Look, it's right here. I have one right here because I can't sleep without it.
Okay. And where do fans get that beauty pillow from?
For right now and how you use the pillow, you just really kind of tuck it under and sleep on it so you don't sleep on your face because sleeping on your face gives you wrinkles. And as of right now, the only place to get it is my website, which is jennifereden.com. So go to jennifereden.com and check out. Listen, I have these evil eye necklaces too that everybody's been going wild for. These are from my brother's jewelry store. I think they're $49.95. This is yellow tone. I have it in yellow, silver, and rose. You can go to johnmichaelsjewelry.com to purchase these online. So you got johnmichaelsjewelry.com. I'll send it to you, Jack, so that you can put it.
Then
jennifereden.com for my lash pillow. Because you need a lash pillow to keep. I'm 45 years old and I barely have any wrinkles.
Yeah, you look amazing, by the way.
I don't know. Thank you. I do try, my love.
Thank you so
much. I'll keep you posted on all that.
Yes, please. Yes.
Thank you. The best Labor Day. What are you doing tomorrow?
You got plans? Too. No, I'm going to work. But that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm in school soon, so you know.
Yes, as long as you enjoy your work.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's the key.
All right, Jack.
Thank you so much for sharing
all that news with us.
And of course.
Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good, Jack. All right, take care.
Bye. Take care.